Well, Neil, thanks for joining us, and just your overall thoughts to start with on this afternoon's performance.
I'm a lot happier than what I was after Tuesday night. Really pleasing, you know, the second half to see the likes of Lenny from the academy, Sandro, Tyler coming on, you know, giving lads minutes. Makerson got some minutes, Berkey got some minutes. I mean, it's a much changed side. You know, Cyril coming on. I just said to the lads then, I think we might have finished with four out of our first 11 from last season. You know, Ollie's coming in and getting used to the way we play. So, listen, it's a run out for us. And what I was pleased about today is that we set lads individual challenges and the roles to him. So, Luke Griffiths, what you want to know, and I set him a target of breaking the box 50 times today because he hasn't done, and he's broke the box how many times? He's got himself a goal, got himself a penalty. I know he missed it, we deserve the right. So just it's pre-season work. It's different than what we do in a normal game, but it's just to get the minutes into the legs.
The young lad Brown, who's on first half, you know, very quiet for the first quarter of an hour or so, but then, took a goal, which was this lad, but I think him and the keeper were both playing at that point, and he did seem to be getting into the game. We were a little disappointed that he didn't get another 15 minutes. What was your thinking there?
Eddie's decision. He hasn't played. He hasn't done anything since he came out of Bolton. He was a pro at Bolton. He's done nothing. He did the running with us on Thursday. He was tired, and you know, we said at half time he was shattered. He didn't want to pull any muscles, so you know, to rescue him just to pull him off. But I thought his movement was good. We're happy.
There'll come a time, of course, when you'll maybe want to start with the 11 that you have in mind, and will you be thinking maybe in those terms with next Saturday, or is that a little bit too early?
No, listen, it's not easy for me, but you know, when you've got a back four of Dodd, Doyle, Jones, and Morris available, you know, they'll probably look to start Potsey or Berkey and Griff. And then hopefully we'll have Linney back. You know, you've got Donoghue, you've got Finn and you know, new number nine that will come in. And hopefully, you know, we can get the injured lads back. So, you know, when you put that team on paper, which we haven't had the opportunity to play yet, there's no panic. It's just about minutes now, and, you know, lads are enjoying it.
Do you, with Donoghue and Sinclair Smith, very impressive, nice football and really good pace and so on. Is the next stage with those two lads consistency of end product, would you say?
Finished article. That's what we lack. So we get into the final third, and either our decision making was poor, or you know, Donna's probably should have scored three today, you know, but just delaying that instinct, and he's got to do that. Finn again, he's sometimes, you know, he's that quick, he's got to learn to sometimes take the afterburners off and just relax in the 18 yard box. But things like that will come. You know, things like that will come. We asked a lot of Finn today to play as a nine. But you know, again, it's minutes for them. If you really drill it down, they've what had probably a game and a half, you know, in how many months now. So it's, you know, they're getting back to where they were.
Charlie Ennis looks really lively. He's really, you know, and he looks like he wants to gee everyone up as well.
You know, he's got a point to prove. You know, if you look back to the last game of the competitive season, I've hooked three of them off at South Shields, and Charlie were one of them. And you know, he was embarrassed by that. As you know, as with the other two lads, but it needed to be done. So he's come back with a point to prove. He wants to be playing, but he knows he's, you know, there's competition for places. You've got Charlie Ennis, you've got Donoghue, you've got Finn, you've got Regan, you've got lads who can go in wide areas. So you've got Morgan Thompson Smith. So lads have got to give a really good account of themselves. But now, pleased with Chaz, really pleased with him. The whole.
And when you've got your back four settled, do you think at the moment the offside trap looks a bit inconsistent? Do you think that will sort itself out with familiarity?
Yeah, I mean, we do a lot of work on recovery and covering round, and there's no point going into it yet as such because, you know, that back four, they made a real name for themselves last season. They did really well, and, you know, Curtis was usually the deeper one, and Doyle would attack, and Dodd and Morris would come in. And when we get them back available, like obviously Doddy's injured today, but when we get them back available, then we'll start working on it, and that'll give us, you know, when probably after the Barrow game, the last three games of pre-season, you'll see that settled 11 playing, you know, pretty much 90 minutes then, and, you know, we'll only be using subs if we have to do.
Okay. And the three that have sort of recovering from injuries, Dodd, Cockerline, Regan, Linney, ready for a full 90 next Saturday, do you think?
No, probably not. We'll have to see how well they train on Tuesday and Thursday. Regan's got a training programme to do all week. We'll have to see how Cockerline is. Dodd will be back fit. Dodd will play 90 next week. He's just tight hip flexor, and he's just bought a house as well with his missus. So, you know, he's had a bit of time to do that up. But no, you know, I'm looking round, and you know, when you look behind you and you've got the likes of, you know, Linney and Cochrane, you know Dodd's going to come back in, and you've given Potts only half again. You know, I'm happy with, you know, we're going in the right direction, and it is, let's not lose sight, still only pre-season. You know, we've won one out of three. Could have quite easily won today if the penalty goes in, but listen, even if we would have won, it's, we're not going to celebrate. It's just minutes in the tank.
So, well, thanks very much, Neil. I take it it's two training sessions is the preparation of this week. No more friendlies this week, is it?
Yeah, we've got a game Tuesday night.
And are you playing for...
I'm playing the full set, yeah. I'm going to give, you know, the lads who've only had 45 minutes, they're going to get 90, so I'll give Doyley 90, get Potsy on 90, probably Cyril. Some lads will get a rest, but no, you know, we look forward to Tuesday now.
Okay.
And then we'll be in probably Wednesday and Thursday as well.
Okay, well, thanks ever so much, Neil, and we'll see you either during the week, or we'll certainly see you next Saturday.
Brilliant. Okay, thanks, guys. Cheers.